Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today my guest is Melody Spencer, and I'm so excited to have Melody here. We're going to talk about heart-centered marketing, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending time out of your busy day here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. I always leave links for my guest, for the website, and also a free gift for you. And there's always links to connect with me as well. And I'd love to hear from you. Now, maybe you have a message to share. I love having guests on the show. So reach out to me if you have a message to share and would like to reach people all over the world. Now allow me to introduce our guest for today. Melody Spencer is a marketing strategist, consultant, and Facebook ad specialist for soul-focused, high-vibe female entrepreneurs and coaches. She loves helping female business owners learn to utilize Facebook ads to find their soulmate clients and to create a strategic digital marketing plan that rocks. Now, join me in welcoming Melody to the show. Well, welcome, Melody. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, so I started my business about 6 years ago. I had been in a series of regular 9-to-5 corporate jobs that just kind of left me feeling depleted and anxious and unhappy. I wasn't doing what I had gone to school for. I happened to graduate from college right when the recession hit. So it kind of was, you took what you could get to make money. And 6 years ago, I was in a job that was probably the worst one I'd ever had. My boss was really toxic, and I got to the point where I had had enough, and I went to my husband and I said, you know, I've been hearing about people freelancing. I think I want to just quit and try this. And he kind of looked at me and was like, okay, well, all right. And luckily, having two incomes, like having an additional income, that was an easier leap than for single people. I can't imagine doing that because it was definitely a slow trickle of money and quite a process in getting started and kind of getting your feet wet online. And what I think about now is how much it's changed between then and now, just in terms of the amount of people doing what I was doing and making good money doing it. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, well, and you know, I think that you're similar to a lot of people in that they're in the whatever they're working for the man, however you want to call that, but they're not happy. So many, I know so many people, and you probably do too, Melody, so many people who aren't happy with what they do. And I think life is just too short to not be happy at what you do.
Yeah, that's kind of what it came down to is I was miserable. I was depressed. I was anxious. I didn't want to go to work. I was like, man, I'm spending 40 hours of my week at a place that I hate. Mm. What? Life is too short for that.
Absolutely. So how did you, before we kind of get more into the meat of our show, I'm curious, how did you begin? I mean, that's probably a lot of struggle for a lot of people. Now, how do you start?
So I had a degree in marketing and PR. And when I graduated college, one of my best friends from college ended up creating her own organic handmade cosmetics company. Oh. And she had no idea how to run marketing. And so I was like, I'll run your marketing on the side. That sounds fun. So I did that. And in the process, I learned a lot. Because when I was in college, social media had barely just been born. So it was all very much a learn how, why you, while you do situation. So I taught myself Facebook ads. I taught myself influencer marketing. I learned all about the different ins and outs of social media platforms. And I helped her grow her business that way. And having that clout was kind of a great way when I transitioned to being a full-time freelancer. I could bring that experience and say, look, I already have 3-4 years under my belt of doing this. You know, you should hire me.
Yeah. Oh, and you had a great testimonial, I'm sure, from the person that you helped grow her business.
Yeah. And it was definitely, I look back on it and I'm like, I definitely made some mistakes, but I was learning along with her. So, yeah.
Oh. That's a great story. And you know, speaking about mistakes, I mean, I made a bunch too. And I think, you know, I think that we are supposed to make mistakes and we're supposed to fail. I mean, the word failure gets a bad rap, I guess, a bad name. But if we don't have those experiences, we don't grow.
Yeah.
We don't learn. So I'm sure that you had other challenges that maybe you want to share that you've had along the way that might help some of our listeners. Because I think a lot of us are kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, I have definitely made a lot of mistakes. One of them being I went from a high stress corporate job to a job that I was like, oh, I'm going to have all this freedom. It's going to be great. But I filled all that time with one, busy work, two, clients that didn't respect me or pay me well, and three, just like jobs that didn't align with who I was or what I wanted to do. So I went from a 40-hour week, 9-to-5, to working 100 hours a week, hustling my butt off, because that's what I thought you had to do to make good money. And I made such little money for so much work. So don't do that, guys. You know what? My mantra now is I let it be easy and fun instead of hustle, hustle, hustle all the time, because it's just, life is too short to hustle. Sometimes you need to do a little bit of that, but the right people will come to you, the right projects will come to you, the right clients will come to you. You've just kind of got to let it happen.
Oh, that is such good advice. I mean, and that's so true. I so totally agree with you. And you know, I think a lot of people, especially when they first start out, are in that same position where they are underpricing themselves. They're not valuing themselves enough. And there's that saying, I'll probably get it wrong, but that people will only value you as much as you value yourself.
Yep.
So I think so much of that comes from, at least in part, from the whole confidence, self-worth, you know, self-esteem place. How do you find that with your clients or maybe even yourself early on that was, you were kind of holding yourself back?
Oh yeah. That's been an ongoing issue in my life and business. I've worked with several coaches and I feel like just now, like in the past month and a half, something has finally clicked and I just don't care anymore. I don't, you know, I told my coach that you know, I wasn't working with her anymore. We were done, but I sent her a message last week and I said, I don't know what happened, but the universe just clicked on and everything is falling into place. And she was like, well, it's because you believe in yourself and you're confident and you're owning that. And the universe is saying, okay, here it comes. Good job. So it's definitely been an ongoing process. I will credit hiring good coaches, having a morning routine where I journal and meditate and really just taking the negativity out of my life, like kind of just staying in my own lane. That's the only way that I can really begin to trust and believe in myself fully.
Oh gosh. I love that story. And thank you so much for sharing that. But I think that's so hard for people to do sometimes. I'm kind of like you, I think. I have my morning routine. I journal, I meditate, I do my certain things. And I think it does make a difference. But there are so many people out there, and I don't know, maybe these are some of your clients as well, that it's like they just don't stick with it.
Yeah, I feel like I tell everybody about mindset work. And most people are like, that sounds like work. I don't want to get up early. Like, that's one more thing for me to do. I have my kids, I have my dogs, like, and I don't know, I get that, but I also know on the flip side what creating that habit and that routine has done for my life. So sometimes you got to make sacrifices mm-hmm. in order to get stuff done.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. I mean, no. You know, some people think you have to meditate for an hour. Well, I spend, 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And my journaling, I journaled the future. I put today's date down on the page and journaled my life 6 months out or a year out, whatever, about what's happening that day and how grateful I am for all those things. So I'm combining a gratitude practice with my journaling, and it doesn't take more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. If any of you really want to start a morning routine, I would highly suggest reading The Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. Because he talks about how to create that routine, and then he breaks it down into, okay, do you only have 10 minutes? Do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 30 minutes? Like, here's what you can do. Because that really helps streamline it, especially for moms and people who are just busy, busy, busy. It gives you a second to kind of recharge and kind of create your day in the way you want it to be.
I'm sure that has really changed your business over the last few years. How have things changed for you? Give us a little idea of what that is, where Melanie Spencer started and where she is now.
Where I started 6 years ago was being all things to all people, not really having any boundaries. I literally did everything. I did social media management, email marketing, blogs, ads. Pretty much I was like, you give me money, I'll do it. And now, about a year and a half ago, I decided, okay, either I have to go back to a regular job or I have to change something in my business. So I really sat down and took a hard look at what I really loved doing and I felt I was the very best at. And that for me was digital marketing strategy and Facebook ads. And I realized it was kind of the perfect place for me because, yes, there's a lot of people doing ads and strategy, but there's not very many women and there's not very many people focusing on female entrepreneurs. So that's kind of where I shifted my focus, and it's just kind of changed my whole outlook on my business completely.
And you talk about kind of going from a jack of all trades, master of none, right? to being very specialized. And like I'm a nurse practitioner by education, so I come from the medical field, and people pay more money, big money, to specialists mm-hmm. as opposed to the general practitioner. And so, I think people talk about the whole niche thing a lot, like narrow your niche. And there's a lot of reasons to do that, but one of which you really just talked about in that, it freed you up. it made your life better. And then too, I would imagine people are willing to pay more for you now because, and I hope you're charging more, for you as an expert in Facebook ads and digital marketing.
Yeah, they really are. Though, that still has been an ongoing struggle of dialing into who are my right clients, who will actually pay. But again, it's that self-worth piece. Now when people are like, get on the phone, even though I've pre-qualified them, if I get on the phone with them and they say, oh, I lied, I don't actually have money, which that has actually happened. I say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm not the right fit for you. Let's end this call. me 6 years ago would have been like, oh, I'll lower my price. I'll cut it in half. I'm so sorry. Like desperate. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I was in a scarcity mindset before and now I'm not. So I don't feel this fear that another client's not going to come about if I say no.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good point. You know, it's an energy, to me, it's an energy thing. People can feel that. They can feel when you're feeling scarcity, when you're like willing to take anything. And, you know, I hear that a lot too from people is they'll get on a call or they won't even want to call because even, you know, you go through the pre-qualifying piece and all of that, you still think that, okay, well, they're doing all these other things. They must have money. Well, no, they've spent all their money on all these other things. So they have nothing left. So, you know, what do you do? Because I'm sure you and I aren't the only ones that have experienced that. What do you do when someone says, you know, they don't have the money right now or whatever? Do you say, okay, well then, you know, this is not a good fit right now? Or do you, and I'm glad that you don't lower your price or anything like that. Or do you have other options for them?
I do offer payment plans. You know, I have a client that I'm working with right now and she really, really wanted to work with me. She found me through my freebie and then she stalked me all online and she knew when she got on the call, she wanted to hire me, but she didn't have the money up front. So I said, all right, what if I break it up? So I offer 3 month and 6 month packages. Mm-hmm. She wanted to do a 3 month package. And I said, okay, let's break that up into 12 payments. So that will help you be able to pay that off faster. And that was something she could do because it was a smaller chunk. It wasn't so big at one time. It wasn't as scary. And she knew she'd be able to pay that back quickly.
Okay. You know, if I was going to send you a client, Melody, who would that person be? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, my ideal client, the women I like working with most are, of course, female entrepreneurs and coaches. I like people that are doing good in the world. So, you know, yoga teachers, life coaches, health coaches, meditation teachers. I just like people that I feel like I get along with, that are energetically on the same place as me, and yeah, that are just doing positive things for the world.
Mm. So, and do you do mostly, you know, one-on-one or group or some of each, or what is your...
What I do is done-for-you services mostly.
Okay.
So
okay.
Most of the clients have tried things or not tried things, and they just want to give me the keys and let me drive because they are so stressed out trying to manage everything else in their business. I do have some courses that I offer that kind of teach people to do ads, but I found more often than not, people just want someone to do it for them.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's a extremely valuable service because you're right. I think there are a lot of people, there's so many things to do, so many things to take care of that Facebook ads or ads in general is not something that people like to do. You're the exception, which is awesome because then you can help them because they would rather just give it to somebody else. I totally get that.
Yeah. I'm that weirdo nerd that actually really likes Facebook ads. I had a big win with a client yesterday and I was so excited and I wanted to brag about it online and I kind of did a little bit, but I realized none of my friends understand any of this lingo or care that that's a big win. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, let's, you know, that makes me think of something. Let's touch on this. When you're out on your own, you're an entrepreneur, it can be a very lonely place. I mean, there's all this stuff out there and people want to, you know, sell you their programs or whatever, but yet you feel alone. How do people, I mean, in terms of people, I know most of what you do now is done for you products, but how did you deal with that, Melody, as an entrepreneur that I'm all by myself?
You know, I had some other friends that were also freelancers who really encouraged me. I've been a part of many, many Facebook groups with other entrepreneurs. That's super helpful. I've been a part of group programs, masterminds. And then I'm also a part of a great networking organization called FemCity. And FemCity has chapters all across the country and all across the world, as well as an online presence. So once you join that association for the year or for your lifetime, you get classes, you get networking events, you get, you know, Zoom calls with everybody. So it's really like a, almost like a business sorority, I would say. It's just lots of fun and people get to support each other. So that's really helped me not feel as lonely in my business. And I also like being by myself. I enjoy working on my own versus in an office, especially with the fact that most marketing agencies have those stupid open concept offices, and I would never get anything done.
Yeah, it's, and once you're on your own, I always say it's like being a bird out of a cage. I would never go back into that cage.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing it. I would if I had to, for money reasons or something, but at this point, no, I don't want to.
So let's talk about Facebook ads a little bit.
Yeah.
Why should business owners, you know, no matter how small they are, why should entrepreneurs and business owners use Facebook ads? I mean, some people say, oh, Facebook has all these problems, it's going away, da da da. Well, I don't know if it's going to go away, but what's your take on why they should use ads to grow their business and how helpful it is for them? Because it is something that people, I think, by and large, shy away from.
Yeah, well, so first of all, Facebook is not going away. They're a billion-dollar company. They've had a few little bumps this year, but Mark Zuckerberg, I think, is like a Bond villain. Like, he's like so smart and he's so crafty, and not even in a bad way. He's just good at what he does. He's not really good at communicating it. So it's okay. He'll work it out. But the reason you need to use Facebook ads is because your ideal customer or client is there. The only people who aren't really there are teenagers. Teenagers are on Instagram and Musical.ly and stuff like that. But you can also target people through Facebook ads on Instagram. So actually, they probably are on there. There are billions of people on Facebook. The level of sophistication on Facebook ads on the platform is ridiculously crazy. They know literally everything about us between them and Google. They know every single thing, even the things you thought were private, they probably know about. So that's also a blessing for you because you can get super, super, super specific in your client and you can find them, which is so cool. And the other thing that people are like, oh, it's so expensive. It's not that expensive. If you're doing the right targeting and you've tested out different bits and pieces of your ads, it won't be expensive because you've already figured out what messaging, what image, what call to action is really laser focusing to your ideal client.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I can see just the benefit in targeting alone. You can't do that with your website. You know, anybody can come to your website, but you can't choose who sees it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's Google AdWords.
Yeah.
Google AdWords is not as sophisticated as Facebook ads, and it's a lot more expensive. So if you're looking for a mixture of sophistication in targeting and good rates, so you're not going to blow through your whole bank account, those are your two things you need to think about when you're looking at Facebook ads.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to ask you a question about ad spend because I've heard varying opinions on this. You know, sometimes people will say, oh yeah, you know, set a budget, you know, pretty high so that you're spending a significant amount of money just so that you get, you know, better targeting or whatever. And some say, no, start with like $2 to $5 a day and not more than that until you know what's working. What's your take on that, Melody?
When I test out new ad sets, especially to cold audiences, I start with $5 to $10 a day for a week or two to see what's working.
Okay.
And then I will slowly scale up the ad budget by 20% every 72 hours. That way, the conversions or the click cost per click doesn't skyrocket really quickly. So I had a client I'm working with right now. It's a big company. They wanted to spend $2,000 a day. And we were doing a big launch and I said, oh, okay, that's a lot, but you're the boss. So I did that and the cost per conversion shot up like crazy expensive, like $150 a lead.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, hold up, we gotta put these on pause and go back to my method because this is not working. So that was a month ago, and yesterday we had another launch, and I was able to get him 200 sales in 10 hours for $1.50 per purchase.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
It's all about scaling. If you slowly scale and start with a small amount, you can get really good conversions and prices. You just have to be patient.
Mm. And you know, the other thing with Facebook is, as I always get questions about boosting posts, is there any value to boosting posts? And so I'm going to ask you for your opinion because you're the expert here.
My humble opinion is no, there is no reason. It is just a way for Mark Zuckerberg to make money. If you want to do a similar type of post, go into Ads Manager and do an engagement post. It's similar to Boost, but it's a lot more targeted. And you can really pinpoint what kind of objective you want out of that ad. So is it actually likes? Is it shares? Is it video views? Like what is the piece that you want from that experience? With Boost, it's just boosts. There's nothing else to it.
Yeah, there's no outcome. It's just more people see it in their feed.
Which, and what does that really do? Does that get you more sales? No, because it's not optimized for clicks.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about Facebook stuff all day because number one, there is a lot of stuff. And number two, it's changing all the time.
Yep, it is.
So how, you know, I know people are busy and their brains are full of stuff already today. But if there was one thing from our conversation that you really want people to walk away with, one thing to remember, what do you think that would be, Melody?
The thing that I am really passionate about is telling business owners to just really be themselves online, to be radically honest, because that's refreshing in this day and age. A lot of people kind of put on their like business facades, their business faces, and try to act like everybody else. That's not what's going to get you your best clients or best customers. If you're just yourself and you do what you love to do, people will come to you and they will want to work with you.
And the right people will come.
Yeah, the right people. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's great advice because, yeah, I totally agree with that because I often kind of joke with people. I don't know how to be any other way. So what you see is what you get. So I think that is something that's really needed in today's environment because I see that all the time too. People are trying to be like so-and-so or, you know, say the same words as another person or whatever. And it's just kind of, it's not real.
Yeah, it's not real.
So, you know, with all the things that we've talked about, and I know we talked about some of the mindset stuff and all of that before, you know, when you said in the beginning you were working hard, I thought of the phrase that probably many of us heard as we were growing up, you got to work hard to get ahead type of thing. And we all have those limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know, with your meditation time and your journaling and all the other things that you do, you're dealing with those things. But if there's a habit that you really want people to leave with, like your number one business success habit, whether it's mindset stuff or something else, what's the one thing? I know we just gave them a golden nugget, but I really like to give our listeners another one today.
For me, this is something I've literally just started doing, but it has revolutionized my productivity and what I get done. It's time blocking. It is changing my life. I am actually feeling like at the end of the day that I'm getting stuff done and I've gotten everything out of my day that needed to happen. And I don't feel like I'm dropping things anymore. So if you're not already using time blocking in your calendar and timers for things like email and, you know, stuff like that, do it because it'll change the way you show up in your business and get things done.
Oh, such good advice. And, you know, and I don't use a timer right now, but I have in the past because I was working with a time management coach once and she said, okay, first of all, Bonnie, you get too many things in your to-do list. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I had to change. But then using the timer, I think, is a great way to kind of get you in the habit of not spending all your time on, you know, social media or whatever it is.
Yeah, we really waste so much of our day. Another thing that I do, another nugget, is a lot of times I'll just turn off my cell phone and put it in another room because I have my phone connected to my computer too. So if someone calls me, I can answer it on my computer. Oh. But that way I'm not getting notifications all the time, the bleeps and bloops. Like, it's just, that can overtake your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Good advice. Oh gosh. Good advice. You know, Melody, I know that people are going to want more of you. They're going to want to know how to work with you, how to have you help them with their Facebook ads and all the other things that you do. So tell us how everyone can get more of Melody Spencer.
Yeah. So you can visit me at my website, swiftlysocial.com. All my social media links are there. You can also listen to my podcast, Biz Babes with Soul, which is all about female entrepreneurs being radically honest in their life and business. And yeah, I would love to chat with you if you want help with Facebook ads. I have lots of great information on my blog too, if you just want a little bit more. So yeah.
Super. Oh, I think I'm going to go check out your blog because that was one part I did not get to on your website. So thank you so much for taking time, because I know you're a busy person, and thank you for blocking this time out
so that
we can do this interview. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was great.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.